Hey everybody, it's Sam with Pro Wrestling Overtime, and this is going to start our weekly updates. And first up, for the week of June 12th through the 18th, is going to be Ring of Honor. Now, I have to be honest with you guys who maybe haven't listened to some of the previous episodes. I go back and forth on Ring of Honor. So if you're a fanatic about Ring of Honor, some of my comments may get to you. For that, I apologize. Wait till the next episode. You'll probably like them better. Because I do. I go back and forth. I've really watched Ring of Honor probably late 2016. All the way up to 2019. I got a little bored with them. I'll just be real honest with you. And it was hit and miss in 2020. When they came back in the fall of 2020, I was really super excited. They had signed some guys that I was aware of, but I hadn't seen in a while. And I guess I really was interested in that. However, they came back with the Pure Rules Championship. And they had the tournament. And I'm going to be very honest with you. Originally, I was super excited. And then the more and more I watched it, the more and more I hated it. I absolutely hated Flip Gordon being a part of it. It was like it totally changed him. No one had prepared me for that. And so I know it wasn't a planned swerve, but it sure felt like one to me. And it was a real shock to my system seeing him participate. Now, was I proud of him for showing off that he had excellent technical ability, which I strongly suspected anyway, but really didn't want to see it? I wanted Flip Gordon to fly around. I wanted him to be outside the ring. I wanted him to be pulling a lot of the different tricks that this mercenary had always pulled. I felt like it put a wet blanket also on his character, his attitude, his demeanor. He wasn't exciting. He wasn't Flip to me. And that's just one instance. I think they did that to a lot of wrestlers. Now, the wrestlers that we heard from loved it. Jonathan Gresham has wholeheartedly supported this because it gets him back to what he loves. And I'm all for people being passionate and excited and being in love with the athletic sport of wrestling. And a lot of those pure wrestlers don't like to talk about sports entertainment. But I think what we all have to admit, all sports are entertainment. I mean, look at the NFL. How many times has the actual league tried to tone down celebrations, to try to tone down some of the fan interaction that the players want? Because they don't want the entertainment aspect. But the players still do. The fans still do. So, for a while, I thought pro wrestling pretty much was ahead of the curve. But it seems like Ring of Honor is trying maybe to pull us back from where we were. And maybe we do need to start all over. Because since the Pure tournament happened last year, Pure Rules kinda has grown on me some. And there are certain wrestlers in other promotions. Like, I can think of right off Cesaro. I would love to see in this, because he would fit. But would someone like Roman Reigns fit in this? No. Number one, it would take away his personality. Number two, it would show his inadequacies of actually wrestling. So, do I care if some of the Ring of Honor stars are dabbling in it or go into it every once in a while? No. I definitely enjoy it. And for wrestlers, it suits. Kind of like Josh Woods. I'm excited to see them. Boring guys. I think Jonathan Gresham is boring. I think he's an outstanding wrestler. I respect him. But as someone on my TV, I hate it. I can't stand his character. He's boring. And so that's why when you hear me talk about Ring of Honor, I go back and forth. Do I like this? Do I not like this? Do I want to see more of this? Do I not? And so when you see a Ring of Honor topic show, or you see one of these Ring of Honor updates, please remember that I said this right off the bat. Now, in these update shows, what we're going to do is we're going to kind of go over some of the news of the week that has been hitting, and then go over the results of last week's shows, if anything exciting happened, where we think maybe the storyline's going, and then I'm going to make you guys aware of the upcoming shows. And a lot of them, you know, we know about. They're talked about constantly on Reddit, on Twitter, on Facebook, on any wrestling sites that we're watching. But then there are shows that don't get talked about quite as often that are gonna be having great shows. So that's how this is set up. Ring of Honor announced that they're returning to Philadelphia's 2300 arena. That's the famous ECW arena. That's the famous arena where the fans feel like they own the arena, where they feel like they can tell you what they are thinking and feeling. They do not care to boo people out of the building. They do not care to make new stars. They're coming on August 20th and 21st. It's going to be called Ring of Honor Glory by Honor. And it's going to be streamed live. I looked around and I couldn't really find whether it was going to actually be on Ring of Honor's app or whether they had gotten a deal with like Fight TV or DAZN or something like that. I suspect it's going to be the Ring of Honor app, but I'm not 100% sure. As I find out, I will definitely let you guys know. But it is going to be streamed on August 20th and 21st. And so we're going to be hearing probably, I would say, over the next 6 weeks, definitely who is going to be on those shows and what's going to be happening. I look for everything from this week up to be building towards that. Now, as we all know, Ring of Honor has the Women's Quest of Gold going on. If you haven't been following that, it is on Wednesday nights. We'll talk about it. Ring of Honor has Women's Wednesdays, and they put on a match, and people can qualify, basically, for the Ring of Honor's Women's Quest for Gold. They're going to be putting a championship on someone. So the current field of them are Angelina Love, Roxy, who I'm high on. I got to see her WrestleMania week. And if you go back and listen to that episode, I believe it was on Jimmy Lloyd's Degeneration F show, I think, that she was on there and really impressed me. She was in a triple threat with Billy Starks and, I'm forgetting, someone else. But she looked really good. And then also in the field is Vita Von Starr, Mandy Leon, who I'm kind of impressed with, Miranda Alize. I always pronounce her name wrong. I wish she'd kind of go by Miranda, because I've got that one down. It's the Alize that I am not with yet. Trish Adora. I got to also see her during WrestleMania week. I saw her in a independent show. I think it was the first weekend of June. And she is an up-and-comer. If you have not seen the Afro Punk, which is her nickname, you're going to be shocked at some of the things that, how quick she is, how athletic she is, how tall she is. You're going to be shocked. Nicole Savoy, I think a lot of you have heard of her and seen her. She is also excellent. The next one, I don't think she wants to be signed by anyone. But when you hear of, when somebody asks a question on Twitter or Reddit, who should be signed to a major promotion that isn't, Allison Kay's name always comes up. And honestly, she may sign with Ring of Honor, but I don't know that she necessarily wants to be tied down. She likes going from promotion to promotion. She's been on NWA. She's been on AEW. She's been in on a lot of the big independent promotions shows. So I think she's really just enjoying herself, finding herself, and being able to try out different characters, different moves and stuff. I enjoy her work. Maserati, I had not seen this young lady start working until she entered the Women's Quest of Gold. I'm looking forward to finding out a little more about her. And then Willow Nightingale. I haven't gotten to see Willow Nightingale yet. And I'm almost ashamed to say it. I am going to sit down. I miss the four, I think there was four pay-per-views. Yeah, there were four pay-per-views. Two of them were GNC, one of them was NWA, and I can't remember the other one. But there were four pay-per-views the very first week of June that I had to pick and choose. Was I going to sit down and watch this one live? Was I going to watch another one live? Was I going to watch just parts? And so what happened? I picked and choose what I actually wanted to watch live. And since then, people have been sending me in, you should have watched this match. Oh, did you really miss this match? Now, of course, I watched Nick Aldis versus Trevor Murdoch. I wanted to keep up on that storyline. But I haven't watched the beginning part of the NWA pay-per-view. I plan on doing that today. But Willow Nightingale is someone that I am, I've got wrote down on my task list that I want to see this week. I don't care what pay-per-view it's in, or I've got two matches that I guess are on YouTube that people have sent me. But I definitely want to see Willow Nightingale because everyone is talking about what an up-and-comer she is and that she may be the next exciting thing. I want to see that for myself, though. So, you know, we'll kind of have to wait and see. Now, the results for last week from June 12th through the 18th, ROH had 508 on last weekend. And the reason why I say last weekend is in different parts of the country, it airs on different dates. So, some people get Ring of Honor on Friday nights, some get it on Saturday nights, some get it on Sunday nights, on their local channels, or one of their cable channels. So, I'm always going to be a week behind. Even though today is Sunday, it's Sunday. I have already seen this week's Ring of Honor, but I'm talking about last week's. Last week, we saw Eli Isom defeat Drake Dapper in the Survival of the Fittest tournament. This match, I hated. I absolutely hated. I like Drake Dapper. I like his character. I like how he is and portrays himself. The interesting part of this, though, was Dalton Castle. Dalton Castle came out with a new flock of the boys. He had six of them with him. I think there were three on each side. Don't hold me to that. There might have been five, but I think there were six. And came out, I was expecting him to join the commentary desk. He did not. He stayed over in one of the corners with the boys and was yelling at both competitors. Didn't appear to really be rooting for one or the other, although I suspect he was rooting for Drake Dapper. He did kept telling them urging them to get with it, that he had a meeting he had to go to, and for them to hurry up. Eli Isom did not really wow me in this match. Drake Dapper pretty much had it all the way, and Dalton Castle, towards the end, announced that time was up. He had to go to a meeting. Drake Dapper had been showing off for him. And when Dalton Castle left ringside, Dapper was distracted, obviously, and caught by Eli Isom and was pinned. I didn't like how that played out. I was looking forward to Drake Dapper being in the Survival of the Fittest and taking on some of the competitors that we know are going to be in that tournament. So I hope that he goes and makes Dalton Castle more aware of what he has done. Then the last match we saw was Tracy Hot Sauce Williams and Rhett Titus beat Kenny King and Dragon Lee, keeping the Ring of Honor Tag Team Championships with them. Guys, I love Hot Sauce Tracy Williams. I think he is an all-around wrestler. I really enjoy watching him. I enjoy listening to him talk. Rhett Titus, I think, fits in really well with him. And I like that they have the tag team belts. You guys know how I feel about Kenny King, Dragon Lee, and the rest of the, is it Faction that they call themselves, who came out at the end hoping to beat up Tracy Williams and Rhett Titus. Of course, the Foundation came out with Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham. And then we saw Baroody King's faction come out with Chris Dickinson, and they just watched. Chris Dickinson, of course, was laughing like a hyena and talking loudly about them, but they never got involved. I found that really interesting, and that's how last week's Ring of Honor kind of just left it. And then on Women's Wednesday, we got to see Roxy beat Lainey Luck and qualify into the Women's Quest for Gold. Now, coming up on this week, like I said, whether you get Ring of Honor Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, it's number 509, and you're going to get Bandido versus Bateman in the Survivor of the Fittest tournament. I love Bateman. Not going to tell you who wins on this, but I love Bateman's character, the mysticism, the swaying, the hypnotizing you with his hand. I've really enjoyed his work the last couple weeks in New Japan Strong. So I'm glad to see he's back with Ring of Honor. And then the last match of the night, you're going to see a triple threat for the Ring of Honor TV Championships, which the champion is Tracy Williams, and he's going to be taking on Tony Deppen and Dragon Lee. And needless to say, it is a very good and interesting match. The upcoming show, though, that I want you guys to write down is July 11th. Ring of Honor is having their Best in the World pay-per-view. And it is going to include fans. So you're going to see the streamers flying again. And we're getting that they've already announced. And they could give me these three matches and I would be fine. They're getting Brody King versus Jay Lethal. I think that match is going to be unreal. They have different styles, but both can wrestle their socks off, and so cannot wait. We're getting Josh Woods, who I've already told you I enjoy, versus his mentor, his trainer, his teacher, Silas Young, in a last man standing match. I'm interested in these two and seeing them go up against each other. I just pray and hope this last man standing does go all over the building, does go up in the crowd, to keep me interested, because I have been hating the last man standing matches that have been done during the pandemic era. They have been boring and they have been long. We're talking half minute, 45 minutes, hour, and I have dreaded them. Thought I was going to dread, just to bring up a different promotion, Impact Wrestling's Iron Man match that they had between Josh Alexander and TJP. I cannot put that over enough. If any of you Ring of Honor fans have not seen that, please look up Impact Wrestling, TJP, Josh Alexander, Iron Man match. It was unreal, and you will be entertained. And then I think this match is going to be my favorite. It's EC3, which I heard all of you groan. I love EC3. I love his new character. I love the Free the Narrative, Control the Narrative. I have a Control the Narrative shirt. I absolutely love his new character. And he is taking on one of my other favorites. I've already talked about it during this episode. Flip Gordon. And we're going to see the Mercenary coming back. This is not Pure Rules. And these two do not like each other. So I cannot wait for this match. I really can't. If you don't know EC3's new character very well, or you want to see more of it, please go to freethenarrative.com. Watch him versus Matt Cardona. Yes, that is formerly Zack Ryder of the WWE. It is also Matt Cardona who has chosen to pick a fight with Nick Gage of GCW. Guys, that match was unreal. It's different. It's kind of cinematic. But it is definitely worth it. So I can't wait to see EC3 and Flip Gordon go at it at Best in the World July 11th. And that's going to be streamed. So that's all for my Ring of Honor update on June 12th through the 18th. I'm sure we're going to be picking up topics throughout the next 2 weeks from Ring of Honor and talking about some of the wrestlers, talking about some of the going-ons there, especially with Dirty Daddy back in Ring of Honor, Chris Dickinson, and some of the stunts that I'm sure he's going to pull. But that's it for now. If you guys have any questions, comments, problems, or protests, you guys can email me at prowrestlingot@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on Twitter at Pro Overtime. That's 2 O's, Pro Overtime. I will talk Ring of Honor with you anytime. And DMs are open as always. So I look forward to talking to you guys soon and seeing you down the road.